They put the beautiful cloak around me and put a silver band on my head and said to me, "They are pleased with you because you have set out to work for heaven." Yes, I was proud and thought, "Oh, and now my beautiful horse, I am so beautiful." Yes, I had to go with Josepho again. I was received in the house where I was assigned because I was so beautifully dressed. The coat was taken away from me again and they said, "You can wear this coat again when there is a celebration and a special welcome." I was surprised. I was given other things to wear, which were also very nice. Josepho said, "So now you have to always stay with me and come with me." So I am with Josepho and I go here and there with him. Now I would like to say that, if possible, I can go back to that world where these beautiful animals are and I can stay there for a short time. I was told, "You can always fetch this beautiful horse when you receive a brother or sister from the high, beautiful sky. Then you can ride towards them on your horse." I was happy. At the same time I was told that I would have my own horse later. But this one always has to go back to that world because it is the property of the paradise. And now I'm waiting until I can have my own horse. I have to work for it and I will get this beautiful horse. I am so happy, I have it so nice now, and I can go back to where I liked and I will experience even more beautiful things, as was explained to me. So I became a faithful servant of Josepho and Linus. This is how I come to you. And today I still have to observe here and there, but no longer in the same sense as before. But I now have to observe and then report back so that you do not end up in danger, you shall be protected. Wherever possible, we will divert danger away, where possible, but it is not always possible. Sometimes we see danger and we cannot do anything about it. But we are very close to bring comfort. But it is to be, through the pain that man has, he can go further up. If I look at my previous life, I was always good to everyone, worked and gave what I had, and that is how I got the beautiful sky. Now I am going back to my task, which means I will stay here for a while and then we will all go together. I hope you were satisfied with my execution. I cannot answer your questions. Josepho will do this. Now I wish you God's blessing, for you and your whole life. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear friends, this is what the brother has now spoken to you. You were able to gain insight into our courtship with the spirits in the afterlife. On the other hand, you can see a lot from these explanations. I would like to point out the following things. This spirit was greeted by two spirit siblings who had been with him in previous lives, who had been his fathers. So he was accordingly greeted with the names he had back then. Since these people who had introduced themselves to him were not mentally highly developed, they were unable to give him any further explanation. There was no spiritual leader who could give such explanations because it was not considered necessary. This means that these encounters were intended to serve as his later instruction. Later he was informed why he was told Carlo, why Paolo, that they were the names he had had in previous lives when he lived with those in question. This spirit, like so many others, has not heeded the request of the higher beings to leave its place and set off. Such souls defend their sphere almost stubbornly because they are afraid that things might be less good for them and because they simply like where they are and do not even recognize the necessity of service in the plan of salvation. So it depends on the will of beings. One is good, natured and ready to obey and do something, to do a certain amount of work. And others, they just like this world where they are and they do not want to give it up or leave it. Here I would like to draw your attention to something. So many things happen to people, that is, there are manifestations from such spirits. They report through a media person and explain what they see and what they are dealing with, just no insight yet, it was still dark for them. When their spiritual field has brightened, they will be able to look back. Dear friend and teacher, I noticed that this spirit had no relationship with his family. Does that happen a lot? Joseph, it especially happens when people, let us say, have lived in great poverty and then recognize these beauties in the kingdom of God. Then they are so impressed by all this beauty and they just want to capture that. They are, so to speak, afraid that this could be taken away from them again. They still remember the many hardships they endured. And because this spirit was also led to his children and relatives and he saw that they were received by others and led away from him, he recognized that there was no longer much interest in him, and so he went his way. Does it happen very often that some people quickly lose connection? Joseph, I cannot say it happens very often, this is very different and depends on the development. It is like this, in the beginning there is usually the urge to return to relatives. When the angels of God explain so many things to the spirits in question and say to them, yes, you know, your parents are also in the spiritual realm, they live here and there, you cannot go to them now, they are at this level and have to develop upwards, but you have already lived so many times and have so many relatives and friends, then, I would like to say, this close bond of kinship is expanded, it is no longer so close. So you feel drawn not only to these relatives from your last life, but also to others. But this always varies from one person to the next. The feelings that a person has, I would like to say, perhaps feelings of attachment, may be increased in one person's mind. That is expressed more, while in another they may be diminished. There are always so many things that play a role in why it happens one way or another. Dear Joseph, the friend Marcus Philippus described himself as a servant. But what is the sequence of steps in a house like the Lioness House? Joseph, yes, I would like to say that there should be no confusion, he can go in and out, he comes in and out. But it was explained to you that there are many areas around the House of Lioness where so many houses are inhabited by spiritual beings, and that these belong to the most diverse levels and are all connected to the House of Lioness. So they are in different areas of development. Now those who work their way up then take a higher position, they can change their house again and then move into more beautiful levels, just as you can leave a house and move into a more beautiful one. Yes. And now what is this friend in relation to the House of Lioness, a student or a servant? Joseph, he is a servant in God's plan of salvation. Then in this sphere Lioness there are also these different levels, just like every sphere has its levels. Joseph, yes, I explained that clearly once. Dear friend Joseph, how did it happen that Lioness of all people took care of this soul? Did he receive a higher command to do this, or how was Lioness' connection to this soul established? Joseph, Lioness goes through these different spheres completely independently. He has the right to do that. It will be explained to you, and if you listen attentively, you will know, that when we go out, we must keep our eyes open, that is, we pay our attention to a being here and there and see whether there is a possibility that we can win it over to our work. This applies not only to the spirits in the afterlife, but also to people. First, I would say, the less important workers go out to search. And wherever you find it, there could be someone who is useful. End of audio recording. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Geist Eichwell 2 and if it would be useful for us, then we would share it. Then from this upper level you go and look at it. And if the spirit in question gives its consent, you take care of it. You should not think that Lioness would have to get special authorization to do this. But he also knows exactly how far he can go, he knows the limits of his freedom of action and would never make a decision that he was not entitled to. For it was also explained to you that there are others above Lioness, but he is, so to speak, the head of the house and has the task of looking out for those in these many spheres who can be elevated. It is an outrage, connected to active activity. You have no idea about it. And here I would like to emphasize that everyone who has reached this level only belongs to one church, it is the rule of the Lord. Marcus was first assigned a house when he came to the spiritual world, but he preferred to wander the beauties of this heavenly sphere. Would his development have progressed faster if he had obeyed? Joseph, yes, that a TMS right. he would have been taken care of. But the spirits have their free will, they can accept or reject the help and guidance. So this spirit wanted to search for itself, that is why it took longer. Experience report of the ascending spiritual being Marcus Philippus and answer to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next headline, April 2, 1958. Mary, Observations in a Church. How Mary helped dissuade a desperate woman from thoughts of suicide. Greetings from the control spirit. Mary, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, today I am speaking through a human being for the first time. But I have been here several times and looked at you. Well, I have the task of telling about my spiritual experience. As a human being, I had my own special thoughts about hell, purgatory and heaven. I used my rich imagination. But I have to mention, I had a very pious upbringing. I prayed a lot. My faith dictated this to me. I was very ill for a long time before I was allowed to leave this world. When I arrived in the afterlife, I was greeted by three beautiful figures. The first said to me, "I am happy to welcome you here, Mother, Mother." I asked, "Yes," in a broken bar, I hardly thought I could say it. "Yes," said this spirit, "I am your child. I was removed from the world at the age of 3. I was happy and I had so many questions and yet I did not get around to thinking." The other two also greeted me and introduced themselves. "I was your guardian spirit, I was your teacher. Yes, I was happy. The angels looked just as I had imagined them in my imagination, they were dressed in silk and velvet and so beautiful. Now, what should happen to me?" I was interested, and I immediately asked, "Am I in heaven now, and can I see all these saints? Can I see Mary? Can I go to Christ? And when can I see God?" They did not really give me an answer. I was told, "Yes, you are now in the kingdom of God." "Now," said my protection spirit, "you are still so tired and need to rest. When you are fully rested and the time is near for you, we will continue to teach you. But now you need sleep." So they accompanied me into a beautiful house, opened the door to a large hall, and there I saw the busy activity of beautiful spirits. So they were the angels. They were just as beautifully dressed as the ones who picked me up. There were many creatures lying here on a kind of, I cannot say, beds. They were resting places. I was given one of these and explained, "Here, Maria, you can lie." Maria was my name as a human being. I lay down on these soft pillows, and as they explained to me, "You are tired." "Yes," this tiredness suddenly came over me, and I felt exactly the same pain that I had as a human being. Then I realized that it would probably be best for me to rest now. Afterwards I would ask and be interested in other things. Now I really wanted to sleep, I was tired. So, they said to me, "Lie down." I did so and they came and covered me up. "But this ceiling was not like yours in your world. It was not one that had to be re-covered and had feathers in it. No, it was something so delicate, so soft." I touched it. I wanted to know, "What is it?" And when she covered me like that, I felt so blissful and I was able to fall asleep. I do not know how long I slept. I could not calculate according to the time calculation here is different than yours. I opened my eyes and the angels of God stood there again and explained to me, "We will now accompany you to the house where you may live." Then, when they had taken me there, they told me, "Now you have to try to find your way around here yourself." Yes, I wanted to know where I was, whether that was the real heaven, I would have imagined it to be more beautiful, or whether it was purgatory, I would have imagined that to be different, namely worse. Then I was told that I would be able to give myself the answer, "I have to find my way around here, all alone." Now I would mine attitude tested. I thought, "Yes, you can test my attitude. I will pray, do not worry, by praying that I will be led into these most beautiful heavens and come to the saints. I want to meet Mary, whom I adored so much. Then I said to this one, who was my son, so stay with me and be my companion, my guide. No, mother, he answered, I have other tasks. I will then inquire about you again, but you must do as you are told. Then tell me, is this purgatory? I imagined it differently, once hot, once cold, but not like that. I did not imagine that there were houses here, flowers, trees, forests. No, this was all very strange to me, and I really had to find my way. So the feeling of loneliness and abandonment came over me, even though there were so many people around me who were willing to offer me a hand and show me the way. But I refused. No, I was told, you have to prove your attitude, you have to find your way around yourself. Take mice, I now believed that it was purgatory after all. I had something to fix or to come to a better understanding of. I had to work on myself. I saw that there was something to be improved and made good. And I had a great longing for heaven, because I actually believed that after you died and prayed so much, you would still be received by these beautiful angels and then you would be allowed to enter this wonderful world and live with them. Well, it was not quite like that and I was a little disappointed. I thought, you prayed a lot, you did everything that was prescribed to you in your faith. Well, I felt drawn down to earth, and then I was in the middle of people. I did not want to be with them. My path led into the church. I wanted to go to church, I wanted to pray there, and I left. It was daytime and a few people came into the church to pray. I saw them, some came with devotion to pray with real fervor, others came with a superficial mind, going in quickly and leaving quickly, still others just looked at the pictures, the paintings and everything else, and went out again. Then I saw a young woman. She came in and I recognized and suddenly realized that this woman was full of worries. I could read her mind. All of a sudden, I saw her worries. So I accompanied her to her place. I knelt down next to her and wanted to pray with her, for her and for myself. Suddenly I saw better and better. Not only did I see the people so clearly in front of me, but I also saw that there were so many dark, gloomy, dirty figures among these praying people. They came from everywhere, there was a lot of activity. So they visited one, passed him by, and stayed longer at another. Now I wanted to know what they were doing in this place of worship, and I left the young woman and went near these dark figures. I wanted to see it. Because I believed that these devils would not be allowed into a place of worship. And as I cleared my seat with the young woman, three of these disgusting hunchbacked figures immediately came up to her, danced around her, made signs with their hands and made faces. I saw how they drew a kind of cloud around this woman and enveloped her in it, and the worries of this woman with whom I wanted to pray became greater and greater, and she increased in these worries, and it was all the work of these devils. Oh, I thought, that a TMS the temptation. I would like to explain to you how these characters do it and what I learned from them about how to influence people, but I wanted to do it for good. If, let us say, there are two people among you who are busy talking and perhaps they do not quite agree on a particular matter, then one of them starts to express his opinion very energetically and the other does the same. They come into the fire like this, and everyone speaks and gets excited, and the one who drowns out the other wins. The one who remains silent surrenders, and the other gains power over him, robbing him of the thoughts that he wanted to express. He takes hold of him in such a way and speaks and talks to him that the other person can no longer follow the thoughts he had, but then thinks about what the other person is pouring into him with his violence. This is what these devils did to this woman. They stirred up her worries and inspired her to commit suicide. She had already mapped out the path for herself, had already walked it in her mind, and yet she prayed again. No, help, help, I do not want that. Don't do it, I don't want to do it, Give me strength. And the devils made grimaces again and strengthened themselves and penetrated them with their thoughts. Then I thought, it is not right that something like this is happening here in a house of worship. Then I looked around. And what have I seen? Yes, here and there I also saw spirits who certainly meant well, just like me, and who wanted to support people in prayer. Maybe it worked a little. But at the back there was always the spirit of temptation. I looked around, looking for help. Is there really no one there to help these people and this woman who prays like that, and the temptation is so great? I saw, I cannot say, near me, you do not have such a concept or understanding of space and time, but they seemed to be near me, two wonderful figures, tall, slim. Her facial features were so even, so beautiful, there was no smile on her lips. They looked straight ahead at those devils with this woman. But I would like to explain in more detail what these wonderful figures looked like. They also wore these clothes, just as I had imagined as a human being. They were dressed in silk and velvet, and beautiful, colorful ribbons adorned the edges of their clothes, and they were wide. It struck me, these figures were standing though with one hand hidden under the width of the coat, while with the other they were holding the fullness of the material together. They stood the motionless and looked at that woman. Then once again they turned their gaze somewhere else. I went as close to her as I could and asked, "Please help, please help, please help." And I said to them, "In the name of God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, please help this woman." But they did not turn their eyes on me. Her gaze went straight ahead. Then I went myself, gathered courage and thought, "You must deserve heaven. Those who are so beautiful that do not want to know anything about you. Those who received you have forsaken you and these here do not even greet you. Well, it became clear to me, you have to work for heaven." So I went near these three devils. I went up to them, just like that, and I said to them, "In the name of God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, leave this woman." As soon as I said these words, they threw me away with their feet and jeered and laughed. I got up again, went near them again and grabbed them with my hands, and again they threw me away. Then I went back to those two angels of God, near them, and asked again, "Come, see, and help. You have not listened to me, not yet." Then I went back to this woman, very close, and the three devils tried to pull me away from her because I wanted to give her other ideas. But I did not succeed alongside these three. This is how I maintained my place. Every time they pushed me away, I got back up, went back and said, "I am not leaving this woman, I will make sure she does not go down this difficult path." Then I looked back at the two beautiful figures. And suddenly, one of them just glanced at his brother, then there was a bang. Their hands became free and they pulled out something like a glowing scourge from the vastness of their cloak, and in an instant these hideous figures disappeared. Now I knelt down and prayed with this poor woman. She did not know about this fight, but now I could at least pray with her and tell her, "No, do not do it. Think of your child, think of your parents, think of the shame, don't do it. You get help, I will go, I will get you help, you get help." I said it so loudly in her ears, she had to hear it. And then she became freer, she took in my words. Well, I was afraid that these others would come back. I looked around and I no longer saw these two angels of God. But I still hoped and believed that the power that they had exuded would fill the space to such an extent that it would not be possible for devils to get back in. I accompanied the young woman out of the church and went with her into her house. I got a better and better overview of her concerns, and I did exactly the same as in my first experience, which was so meaningful for me. I spoke to her in the following way: "Have hope and faith, and look up. Remember that you will be held accountable for your actions. Remember that God gave you life and He took it from you, when it suits Him, and not when it suits you." That is how I got power over this woman. However, I could not stay with her all the time and thought I would ask in my world where I live how better help could be given to her. I had a desire to return to my paradise, for me it was paradise. Just the thought of it, and I was already there. There were so many spirits there, and I suspected that they had already been educated and had far more experience than I did, and so I asked someone, "Well, how do you support a person who is always tempted? How can you strengthen it?" "Oh," I was answered, "he also has a guardian spirit. He had to leave this person because he had to make a decision based on his own strength. You can go back and you will see that the guardian spirit is with this person when he has overcome the temptation." So I had hope and I believed that this woman's guardian spirit would definitely be at her side, since the greatest temptation was now over. Now I wanted to go back to her, and I knew I would easily find the way again, because I already had a road or a train, I do not know what to call it, open to her. That could no longer be lost for me. Then I was suddenly called. All the friends who were around me said, "You have to come with me. A little away from where we live. The angels of God come and sing." Then I thought, "Really? Do we see the angels of God? The saints come and sing? Yes, you should come and we will hear them, they sing beautifully." I wanted to know, "Yes, they are close by, can you talk to them?" "You will see," they answered me, and I followed these crowds. It was not far from where we lived, and we saw them coming, these angels of God. But they did not come to the level where we lived, they were above us. It looked as if they were all standing together on a cloud, it was such a fine mist and there were these hosts of God's angels standing on it. They were dressed just as beautifully as the ones I had seen up close. They sang beautifully, as no human voice could sing, so beautifully. We all listened in reverence, and there were so many around me who knelt down and took up the song in this prayerful position. Then I did the same, in the hope that someone would come to me later and say, "Maria, now it's RTMS time, now you can go into heaven." I believed that they would come to us later and talk to us. This was my hope. But it was not like that. The angels of God left again. The room was empty, but these many people were still gathered with me. It was still as if we were hearing the echo, it still sounded so beautiful to our ears. We were able to hear the angels sing. We were allowed to see them, but not up close. I thought, "The TMLL definitely come back," and I also wanted to stay as long as the others did. But then one thing after the other slowly went again. I thought back to that sister on Earth, how she was doing, and I visited her again. I found her busy at work and in a happy mood, and I saw her protective spirit. I talked to him about the fight she had. He comforted me and thanked me for helping in this spiritual battle. She no longer allows any thoughts of suicide to arise, she has come to the realization. But she will go to church again and pray. But these devils will no longer have any power over her, for the simple reason that she has completely rejected the idea of suicide. So the devils no longer found it worthwhile to bother with her, since she had changed her mind and made a firm decision not to do it. But then I went back into this church and I saw many a fight. I thought, as a human being, I would never have believed that when you go to a place of worship to pray, the temptation is so great. That they stand, these dark figures, stopping one from his prayer and simply wanting to take him away from his noble thinking. Not many people succeed in constantly raising their thoughts and prayers in the face of the presence of these dark forces. Yes, these dark characters are the ones who always want to turn people away from the good. I also saw it in shops, in everything people do, they always stand there, always trying to take advantage of every opportunity to harm man and drive him to sin and say, "That is nothing, that is insignificant, you can do it." That, no one sees that, and what knows I, this is how they do it, this is the influence of the evil spirit world. They are allowed to tempt people in this way, and people should express their feelings. Personally, I could not be indifferent to all this. I had prayed so much in my life, And now am I had to see, I had not lived completely right. I had definitely done a lot of things wrong, otherwise these angels of God would not pass me by, as people do with you people who want to be noble and take no notice of others. Then I thought about my religion like this, what was wrong? Why was I taught this way, and why do people continue to be taught this way? Then the thought came to me, also out of curiosity, yes, I wanted to see what life is like where the Pope lives.